Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our morning interview. I have a couple of very special guests in the studio today. Good morning, Doris Stevenson.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Jeffrey Solo. Thank
good
you so,
morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Yeah. These fine folks are longtime visitors to Sitka, more than visitors, I suppose. You've institutions
honorary
in a way.
Sitkans.
Honorary Sitkans. You know, if I had a scepter, I would definitely grant you honorary citizenship. They're here with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and they're here to talk about performances, some activities coming up here in the next week or so. So, Doris, I'll ask you first. What do you have planned? Let's talk about the immediate future. What's coming up here in the near future for the music festival?
Let's see. This morning at 10 o'clock, we're playing for the cruise ship. And I guess your Sitkans don't need to know about that. And tonight, Jeffrey and I are giving a program at the Dock Shack at 6:30.
Okay. Now, the Dock
and
Shack.
We're going to play, yes.
Dock Shack is a new venue for you, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, neither of us have seen it yet.
Okay. Have you? So you haven't seen it. So are you planning on checking it out before
right
you go?
After we finish.
Right after. You might have to have a cup of coffee when you're there and look out the window. Oh, good. Oh, good.
And we're going to play all our old favorites on this program tonight.
So give me an example of an old favorite.
Jeffrey has a book of Russian melodies. And some of them we learned when we were students, I think. And
Tchaikovsky.
So every time we play, it's like coming back to Sitka is for me. It makes me feel very nostalgic.
Nostalgic.
And at home.
Now, you've been coming here since 1971, is that correct?
Yes, I was one of the original people in the first.
Doris is a charter member.
A charter member of the music festival. That's fantastic. And you keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What brings you back?
I don't know. We love Sitka, and we love making music together, and we love the people of Sitka.
Doris just touched on the three things: the place, the people, and the musicians. Well, the musicians and music is one unit. And I'm a charter member plus one because Doris came in 1971, as we were just discussing, pre-bridge.
Yes,
and
the pre-bridge.
I came in 1972.
So there was no bridge at the time, and you did get a chance to ride the shore boat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, me, I haven't been here quite that long, and I had to say, why did you go over there for that? And, well,
it was the opposite direction.
It was the opposite direction. There's no way to get to town without taking the bridge or without taking the boat. That's that's wonderful. So, Jeffrey, how did you get recruited to be a charter member plus one?
Well, we were either studying or, in my case, growing up in Los Angeles and friends with Paul Rosenthal, who was studying with Yasha Heifetz, and I was studying with Gregor Pietrogorsky. Doris was the class pianist for the Pietrogorsky class, and Paul asked his friends to come up, and since I numbered in that bunch, I ended up here in 1972, and for the first 40 years, I was here for 38 out of those 40 years, plus both of us would do winter and autumn tours. There was a concert series regularly at Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage, plus I did a couple of Arctic Chamber Orchestra tours, and we did other tours around the state. So we ended up, I think, visiting more parts of Alaska than many Alaskans.
So certainly the festival has expanded a lot since you first started coming. And originally it was only Sitka, is that correct?
Well, the Arts Council was very active in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So they pretty early on started sending us around the state. And, well, of course, first, I guess we would go to Hoona and Cake and villages close by. Mm-hmm. And maybe Petersburg and Wrangell.
Do you have any favorite stories from any of those excursions? Any travel stories? Or I mean, you've been here long enough, right? If you're not
there's one of the real famous ones that I wasn't there was when Linda Rosenthal was doing a tour and she arrived. I'm trying to remember where that was, where they had to bring in an upright piano. And when she landed by float plane, the piano was standing on the dock dripping because it had dropped to the sound.
Oh my gosh.
And she then, from that experience, started touring with a guitarist.
That's very practical. You learn from those experiences, right? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Any Doris, anything that comes to mind for you that you can repeat on the air? Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
Actually, one of the ones that I remember was playing in Selawik. It was right before the basketball game.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Did you play against Norvik? We played
the Selawik fight song, and the whole audience stood up, so we got a standing ovation before the concert. And that was the concert actually where Doris played the Chopin Winter Wind Etude. And
people will be able to relate to that. And they said, "Oh, she'd make a good berry picker. Fast fingers."
Wow. Wow, that's so much fun. So things have changed a lot, certainly since you've been here. Been coming here. One of the things we talked about just as we got together earlier before the interview was to talk about the venues where you've played. So of course, the first performance was that at the Centennial Building.
Yes, okay. That's one of the reasons we started the festival here.
Because of the venue itself.
Yes, because, you know, the back of the stage being glass and the beautiful view and
atmospheric place
to have a concert.
I have to say I have done some, turned some pages at times for the festival, and I remember, and I don't remember his name, but the pianist, I think he was German or Austrian, and he spent the entire concert looking out the window. not at the audience at all. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was really, really fun. So not in the Centennial Building this year because it's being remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to take a look at that building yet?
No, I'd love to be able to get a tour of it. It looks
promising. If anybody's listening, it sounds like we'd like some special permission.
See, that can be one of the perks of doing the radio show, because I know about 10 years ago I mentioned that I was a scuba diver and I'd always wanted to dive in Alaska. And as soon as we were off the air, the phone rang and it was Tora Christensen saying, "Oh, I'm taking some troopers out for a checkout dive tomorrow. You want to come?"
Wow. And you went.
And I went.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else you could ask for while you're here. We'll see if we can make that happen. So let's go back to talk about some more performances that are coming up. So you're playing tomorrow at noon. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody wants to go to the movie, they show a movie that's music-related.
At the library.
Okay, so the library tomorrow at 7:30. And at noon, you'll be in Otis Theater.
Otis Theater.
So you have a little bit of a history in Allen Auditorium as well. So there's something I've just learned from you is that you're
when we first back in 1971
it's kind of fun
our
to
very
say
first rehearsal was in Allen Auditorium, and we had concerts in there. It was still a working auditorium, and we for several years we did things in there,
you know,
and
I've,
then I guess it fell into disrepair and they couldn't use it.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I don't remember hearing stories about music performances there, but certainly theater. I know people in town that have performed there or gone to performances there, and it's certainly been resurrected.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't had the chance to go in yet, which I plan to do.
Oh, yes, you have to.
You will be impressed.
The renovation is beautiful.
Now, Jeffrey, you've been in the Performing Arts Center where you'll be performing later on this week.
Yeah, I played there when I was on a post-season tour. It was a winter tour, actually, in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And Doris, you've not been in the Performing Arts Center yet.
Or no, right when they finished it, I went in and took a tour of it, right before school started in September. But I haven't played there yet.
I used to give tours of the building, and pretty quickly I learned that I should just stop talking when people walk into the hall, because nobody heard anything I said anyway, because it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But we're pretty proud of that facility, and I think it will look like it did when you first saw it.
Uh-huh.
So, looking forward to that.
I've always wondered how it would be to perform in there, so I'm glad we get to.
Yeah,
and
good.
It's the concerts are at 7:30 on Friday night and on Saturday night.
Okay, Friday night and Saturday night, and then the final thing that you'll be doing is the cruise. That's on the 19th. Mm-hmm. Then. That's coming up as well. And you're both performing on the boat, on the Allen Marine boat, is that correct?
No, I always go as a guest on those cruises because there's no piano. It's too much trouble to take a piano or an electric piano on the cruise.
You should bring
a
guitar player.
Since they have all these string players that are perfectly self-sufficient without a piano.
Yeah, so I'll have to find out whether the previous cruise rule is still in effect, that we break for bears.
I don't think that has changed. I don't
Good.
Think that has changed. So, I hope you get to see them. So our time is already up. We've been listening to and talking with Jeffrey Solo and Dora Stevenson. They're both here with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. They'll be performing all week and revisiting old memories from, I guess, the last 40-plus years that they've been involved with the festival. Thank you both so much for coming in. You can get more information on the festival by calling the office at 747-6774, or you can visit the website at alaskaclassics.org. Thanks again, Jeffrey and Doris. Looking forward to having you here this week, and I hope I can catch some of the performances that you're making. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
In.